When you don't fill in the blanks, somebody else will. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We got some details on Donald Trump's immigration plan Thursday, but they came from Hillary Clinton during her speech in Reno. She was imagining how Trump's plan to ban certain Muslims from the United States would play out at the airport.
How would that actually work? So people landing would line up to get their passports stamped, just like they do now. But in Trump's America, when they step up to the counter, the immigration officer would ask every single person, "What is your religion?" What if someone says, "I'm a Christian," but the agent doesn't believe him? Do they have to prove it? How would they do that?
Well, a little Bible quiz. First verse of Amazing Grace, perhaps. I'm sure Mr. Trump could figure something out. But she wasn't finished.
America would distinguish itself as the only country in the world to impose a religious test at the border.
At which point, she gave a slight pause, as if a thought had just struck her.
Now, come to think of it, there actually may be one other place that does that, the so-called Islamic State.
Whoa. I don't think the consequences of failing the American religious test would be quite the same as failing the ISIS religious test. But the larger point is, if Mr. Trump does have a reasonable religious test up his sleeve, now might be a good time to announce it. Although, while we're waiting, you might want to brush up on your Bible. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.